right. Good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday. It is the 5th of February, and we are joined by an increasingly thin and athletic-looking Mashiane Sefuti. Hello, Mash.
Good morning, Gareth.
I haven't seen you in a while. You good?
It's been a minute. I've been fantastic.
You look fantastic.
I certainly do.
Yeah, yeah, you are. See? Proof. Because Mash decided, what was it, a year and a bit ago? Maybe just a year ago?
It was actually exactly a year ago. I decided last year, January, that I'm going to start taking my health seriously. And it initially started off just about, you know, I just want to lose weight. But now it's gone overboard. I'm now a gym boot. I carry a gym bag in the car. And I just have random gym attacks. Just 2 p.m. I'm just driving around Greece. And I'm like, oh, I need to go to the gym. And I just go quickly. Yeah. It's been awesome though.
Listen, I know it's probably really irritating to people who think that we talk about this stuff too much. And I've got past the point now where gym feels like a chore, duty. Now I've got to the point where it's actually a fun part of my day.
You look forward to it. Yeah, it makes you excited.
I love that. And also, I mean, I know there are plenty of people. I used to be one of those people who, when people would talk about gym, I'd go, who cares?
Ugh, that's so boring.
So boring, right?
Get alive. Stop gymming all day, all night.
I know.
But then once you get into it, you realize that this is actually really exciting and you can't get out of it. You really can't. You start needing excuses not to go to gym. And it's been amazing for me. Afterwards, you steam it as well.
Yeah, yeah.
It's nice and big.
So here we go. Mash, Vyasin says you're looking great. Melissa says looking fab, Mash.
Thanks.
Cheekbones for days, says Tracy. Oh, wow. All right. So let's not let him get ahead of himself here. There are a lot of people online who were accusing you of doing all kinds of terrible things to yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and I remember last time people were saying, oh, a Zempic. But you,
oh, yes.
This is just, I've seen it over a period of a year. You say it's a year that you've been training, eating carefully. And, you know, a lot of people who are still fat, they want to blame something. Yeah. They can't imagine that I could get there if I just stopped eating like a fucking rhinoceros. So instead they look at Mash and they go, he must be on something.
Yeah. I mean, my own father said that I look sick. He was like, you look very sick. Like, are you sick?
Yeah, but that's a very old school, like, subtle insult. You know how, what, like, insinuating you've got, like, a slow puncture or something.
Exactly. Yeah, I wasn't too surprised when he called me two nights ago asking for my ID. Because he was like, yeah, no, I'm just doing policies. I'm just doing policies. I'm like, oh, the same father who said I'm sick. all you have to know, Garrett, this show is like my diary, okay? If anything happens to me, just go through the episodes. Just go on YouTube, search Mash Gareth Cliff. You'll find everything you need to know.
I hear you. And last time you spilt the beans and gave us lots of tea to drink over the uncle. any word from that uncle? He still disappeared?
Oh, that uncle was around, actually. This past weekend I was in Kwakwa.
Oh, ironically
enough.
You saw the uncle?
Yeah. I find it funny how you guys always time me coming on the show so well with me going to Kwakwa. But yeah, this past weekend I saw all the uncles. My uncle who got married then vanished was there as
well.
That's
the one I was talking about, yeah.
But yeah, he was, there was nothing eventful about him because it wasn't about him this weekend. It was actually another uncle of mine's funeral.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the one I told you about too, I said has lots of kids everywhere and all that. Yeah, it was his funeral this past weekend. And it was quite an interesting funeral, mainly because there were many chief mourners.
Oh, in other words, a lot of women who he had...
like a number of women, like the half the time me and my cousin who I'm really close with, we were just like, who's she, who's that one, who's that one who just fainted? They're just fainting left and right, and it was just
that's funny.
It was wild. It was very wild. But
that's
also
so great.
It just reminded us that shame, man, at the end of the day, you know, he had a life and he lived a very colorful life. And yeah, we just celebrated him this weekend.
You know, life does need people like that. If everybody, no, seriously, if everybody just followed the rules and did all the ordinary, I don't want any more friends who do that stuff. I've got lovely friends. I love them to pieces. They're good people. They, you know, none of them are, well, some of them are slightly like savage and badly behaved.
Yes.
Feral is the word.
Okay. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, but most of them are productive, good people who do things in society. And that's great.
Yeah.
And you don't want like a rampaging horde of lunatics as your friends, but you do want one or two who are a little crazy.
You do want that bit of crazy, but also you still want them to, I'd say, take care of themselves. There's nothing worse than watching someone.
You don't want to see them deteriorate and, like, you know, end up a drug addict or any of that shit. But you do want some crazy in your life.
You do.
So I find when I'm at an event or something, I was last Friday, I always find these very odd kind of outliers. The ones who, they look like they've got something going on that the rest of the people don't. Because they're always fascinating to talk to. Okay, so let's look at this. Lots of people agreeing with you, Mash, on the gym. Oh no, says Vyas, and two gym butts on the show. It sounds like single folk. Well, you know, in some ways, it's like it's a part of a routine too. I mean, I wake up to do the show Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yeah.
But other than that, everything's a little bit random.
Yes.
I don't know what I'll be doing most days after the show anyway. We have meetings and all kinds of things. But I make sure that somewhere in that day, there's a little bit of time for some exercise, a little bit of time for some food. And I'm becoming like a lot more picky about what I'm eating because you have to be, right?
You have to be.
But people were accusing you of bleaching because you've gone lighter.
Oh, yeah. So
what's this all about? Like, are you bathing in hydrogen peroxide?
Oh, not bathing in it, but...
what's the story?
So it all started from a picture that I posted about 2 weeks ago on Twitter. Well, two pictures rather, a before and after of myself, shirtless, showing the before and after of my weight loss journey. And I'd
are you thirst trapping?
I wasn't even thirst trapping.
Okay.
I am not in the market. I am not in the market at the moment, I think. But yeah, so I posted this picture and people were all reacting. Well, I'd say everyone, but a large amount of people were reacting, saying, you got lighter as well. So weight loss comes with complexion. And to a certain degree, yes, it does. You do get lighter when you do lose weight, when you start eating healthy, when you start taking care of yourself. Right. So like, your body's removing those toxins. And I don't know. I can't explain it technically. Yeah. But I can say that it did make me lighter slightly. But then I did push it a bit further with my little routine that I do as well. I think James has a video of it.
You got that video?
Share it.
Let's play the video.
There have been rumors after my recent post on Twitter that I bleached my skin, and I just want to clear them. No, I did not bleach my skin. I whitened it. And here's how. So I use the Clix brand hydrogen peroxide 40% volume, and I mix it with my lotion. This is the lotion that I use. So I just mix a capful of the hydrogen peroxide with the lotion and then add a bit of glycerin as well, just for that extra moisture. Mix it up and you're good to go. I also mix the hydrogen peroxide with the toner that I use on my face. I just put a capful of the hydrogen peroxide in that toner. I just spray that on my face, take a cotton pad, wipe, 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 and then I moisturize. Of course, there are some risks to using hydrogen peroxide on your skin, which I'm putting above. Don't say I didn't tell y'all. Don't say I didn't warn y'all. If y'all burn yourselves, thank you. And that is how I whitened my skin, not bleached it.
Sure. Okay. First of all, I didn't see that video. I saw the fallout afterwards where you were like losing it with people online. I mean, I'd say losing it, but you were actually very calm. Okay. Let's just look at this quickly because here's the story that came after. A content creator landed in hot water after people started speculating about it. I love the way they won't just say your name.
They won't say my name. They need to sensationalize.
Who are these people? I mean, like, why? If you're going to report on somebody, you mention their name and you show the link to their social media. Yes. Otherwise, you have no right to use their material. There, they've got pictures of you from my social media.
Yeah.
They're not allowed to use that unless you have given permission or unless they link back to you. Right? Yes. So whoever this is, fuck you. We're over these people who are like, they're basically parasites who try to steal some shine from what you're doing. Now, I didn't know that it was safe to mix peroxide with all the stuff that your toner and your...
Oh, well, I wouldn't say it is.
It's probably not.
I wouldn't say it is.
Because, okay, so what I know as a chemist, hydrogen peroxide, which I keep in the laboratory, is a strong oxidizing agent. It can be used to disinfect things.
Yes.
When you add a catalyst of some kind, it breaks down because it's hydrogen with two oxygens. So it's two hydrogens, two oxygens, H2O2.
Yes.
When you add a catalyst to that, that hurries up the oxidation because over time, hydrogen peroxide breaks down anyway. which is why if you have a bottle of it that you've had in the cupboard for more than 2-3 months, mm-hmm. and you open the lid, it goes pop because there's a whole lot of extra oxygen that's built up in there. Mm-hmm. So it's not by any means dangerous. You don't want to swallow it, right?
No, certainly not.
Definitely don't drink it, even though it's so close to water. It's just one extra oxygen.
Yeah.
And you think, well, we breathe in oxygen. How could it be bad for you? It is. And when you use a catalyst, it very, very quickly bubbles and the oxygen comes out fast. You got to be super careful about that. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know people were putting it. And I mean, did you make this formula up yourself? Did you know how much to add?
I didn't even make it up myself. That's the crazy part.
You found it online?
The thing with online, Gareth, is that you can find anything you're looking for. You just search the terms in like you just search whatever you're searching for in the right way. You'll find an answer that you're looking for. So I did my research, and it did say that it did become very technical.
Okay.
Talking about parts per million.
Yes.
And
okay.
How much you should add.
Did they say how many milliliters you must add?
No. That is how many milliliters, but they did say that in a, for example, 500 ml tub, you want to add about a teaspoon. So how much is a teaspoon? Like 5 milliliters.
Yeah, okay. That's quite a lot.
Add about a teaspoon. Yeah.
And you know how many volumes, because when you buy hydrogen peroxide, it's either 30, 40 or 50 volume hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah. So I use 40 volume.
Yo, that's on my research. Strong. Stereke.
It's...
You're going to be whiter than me eventually, Mash. Mash is going to be the whitest person on the show one day.
And then I go ahead and add extra moisture by adding glycerine to my lotion as well.
But your skin looks good, so it can't be hurting you.
I've been using it for a year, and my skin looks
And you do face great. And arms and what?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do the whole body. I do face, arms, everywhere. And it works beautifully for me. For me, in particular. There's no burning sensation. Don't even know it's there.
Not like tingly or anything?
There is nothing from my own personal experience. But of course, people went ahead and bought it. It got sold out on Clicks Online. It got sold out at a number.
So you are an influencer.
Apparently.
Yeah.
And the thing is, when I posted that video, it was out of, I'm just sharing what works for me. And it is slightly dangerous.
Bjassen, who's commenting a lot this morning, says Mash is going to start looking like FW de Klerk.
I need the land. So.
Oh, that's so funny. How long till you look like Kanye Bao? Okay, so this is actually not so new. There are all kinds of people. Queen Elizabeth I in England back in the 1500s, she used to use makeup to make her skin white. She liked looking ghostly white.
With lead.
Lead in it. Yeah. Lead and mercury. I mean, you know how dangerous that is. So your hydrogen peroxide is nothing compared
nothing
to what she was doing.
That.
And I don't understand why people would be surprised that someone might want to go lighter, darker. I mean, you know, the same people who are criticizing you wouldn't bat an eyelid if some white person tanned.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have any issue with that.
They'd have no issue.
So they have an issue with you going a bit lighter. And you know what? You got to find the hair color that suits you.
Yes.
You're going to find the skin tone that suits you. And the nice thing about living right now in this time and place is you can get all of that in a bottle. And you can change it when you want.
Look, you can go to Clicks and come out a whole different person.
So, wow.
For me, it definitely worked. And when I posted that video, it wasn't out of, I want everyone to try this. They must all go and burn themselves.
No, my God. You didn't even say that. People asked you what you were doing.
Yeah.
So you told them.
So I was like, okay, this is what I did. And this is what worked for me. And end of story. So when it went viral, it did catch me off guard. And I started getting a cack load of questions that I couldn't answer. Like there were just too many.
How many of them were from Kanimbao?
Not all of them.
At least 10. Yeah.
Yeah, because
Mash, it's Kanye again.
A lot of people are like, I'm actually going to do this in my thigh region. So that's what majority of people are saying. They're like, my thighs need this. So they're going to start using it there.
Why the thighs?
Because your thighs get hyperpigmented.
Oh, like from friction.
Yes, from friction. So yeah, a lot of black people that have dark thighs.
That's interesting. So I wonder, because I mean, this could also be useful for white people, because there might be white people have like a stain or something, you know, they might have discoloration, which happens. I mean, listen, I'm not suggesting everybody should do this, but if you want to do it, you do it, right?
It is risky. Please do it at your own risk. And also, if you don't do your research before doing it, please don't come back to me. It's what I've been telling people over and over again. Do your research. Because there's a lady who posted a TikTok, actually. I only saw it yesterday. And she was like, guys, I tried this hydrogen peroxide things. Guys, it burned. It burned so much.
Probably using the wrong... So you've got to do your own research.
Of course it burned because you guys didn't do the research. And I mentioned, I put so many disclaimers. Even the research that I put above in my video is like, this is not safe to use on your skin. So I wanted to make sure my ass is covered. I'm not trying to get sued, Gareth.
So you put it in and then you mix it.
Yeah, you put in one cap in a 500 ml jar of lotion. Just one small cap.
Okay, well, now you heard it from Mash. So he's defending his use of this stuff.
I am.
He looks fine. He looks healthy. He looks happy. He's not tingling and itching at the moment.
Yep, not at all.
See, there we go. Okay, a couple of things that are going on here. We had a very big show on Monday with Rob Hirsov. He made a whole lot of noise, and so many people are still talking about it. So that's got a lot of attention. And then I see from Gray, the radicals are calling for you and AfriForum to be arrested for treason. I don't know how I'm linked. By the way, I don't know how I'm linked to AfriForum. But now that you've mentioned it, you crazy people online, I'm going to have to get them in here and interview them.
I saw AfriForum wants Trump to impose sanctions on ANC leaders.
So they've been talking to him, and this came up in my discussion with Rob the other day. And it seems that the people who are upset about this, instead of like going at Donald Trump because they know they'll lose, they think they can rather go for the lower hanging fruit of AfriForum. This is always what happens. Like weak loser people, they never go for the real source of their problems. Mm-hmm. They go for something that they can just reach and like just cause a little bit of trouble with because they're losers. They know they can't take on anything really strong.
They know.
Because they'll end up hurting themselves. So to them, they'll go after AfriForum instead of Donald Trump. I mean, whether or not this had anything to do with AfriForum, we don't know. We have no idea. We know that they've been in contact with people like Tucker Carlson, and he's not even in the administration. I mean, Elon isn't talking to anyone here. He's talking to people in America.
Yeah.
But whatever has happened, Trump has opinions. He had opinions about Canada, Mexico, Panama, Colombia, and in the last week, all of them have caved to his demands. So he's going to get what he wants because he's the only strong guy in the room. And so I'm sorry for all the people who are suddenly like very, very excited about. And can I just talk about expropriation for a second?
Okay.
If you're a big fan of expropriation, and we're gonna share this a couple of hundred times on the internet during the course of the day today. If you're a big fan of expropriation, you can start right now by giving the government some of your stuff. So what I would suggest is anybody who really likes expropriation, just take your things, your phone. You might not even have a lot. Maybe you have your phone and your bag with your stuff in it. Go and take it to the union buildings and drop it off for the government right now. Set the example so that everybody else who feels like voluntarily being expropriated can start the process.
Yeah. You know, expropriate yourself first.
Correct. Because if you're not going to live by your own rules, then why should anyone else follow them?
Certainly.
I know that these people who love expropriation think it's other people's stuff that I'm going to get. But what if it's your stuff that I'm going to get? What if you give it to the government and then Cyril decides, actually, I think I'll give this to Gareth or to Mash or to someone who I know?
Yeah.
Then are you going to be such a fan of that? Even if you don't have a lot right now, do you really think you're going to get free stuff? Because this isn't like the lotto. I don't know how people think about this stuff. But if you believe that you give the right to ownership that you have over to the government and that that's a good thing in any way, I hate to tell you, you're already doing that. We're already all being expropriated by whatever percentage you are paying in tax right now. That's already being expropriated from you. And it's not nice, in case you haven't noticed. You work for 12 months of the year, right?
Yeah.
But actually for you, you only work 6 months of the year.
Certainly. Yeah. It's quite sad.
So now you already know what expropriation feels like. Do you want more of that? And how do you think it's going to help you? Because how much has the government given you lately? I'll wait.
Yo, they're just giving me stress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all they give.
Why you give me Corobella? Okay, so let's just talk about some other things here. I see O.R. Tambo power tripping, 10 million people trying to fly, mining in Durban. Wow, okay, so lots of activity, obviously, this morning at the airport. Now, let's just talk load shedding while we're talking about government competence for a second. So it was going to happen last week, remember? Yeah. They warned us. They're like, all of a sudden, they're like, we hadn't thought about load shedding all year. All of last year, most of last year,
yeah,
and most of this year. And then suddenly they came out with it. Oh, sorry, we're going to have to start this shit again.
Yo,
and everybody was like, nah, this is suspicious. Why? And it had to do with, obviously, they had a meeting of NERSA,
yes,
the National Energy Regulator of, yeah, South Africa, right? And these guys would not approve the increase Eskom wanted. So guess what we suddenly got? Load shedding.
Yeah.
People are like, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
You can't just turn this on because you can't get more money out of us.
Yeah.
Right? So anyway.
But also more money for what?
Please, man. Yeah, please. For exactly.
They have to give us line items.
What, are you getting more electricity? No.
No.
Getting the same amount you got before, maybe even less, because we've all had to buy these bulbs that save energy.
Yeah.
We all had to buy like plugs.
We all have solar inverters.
All of it.
We all bought this stuff.
Right. So, yeah. So why would we be paying more now, Eskom, for something we need less?
They think we're stupid. They think we're stupid, these ones. Straight up.
Anyway, Friday afternoon rolls around, and then they suddenly go, oh, no, we've suspended it.
Was it suspended on Friday?
Suspended. There were still some places that got a little bit of load shedding.
Yeah, of course. Twice.
Yeah, of course. Please, because they didn't know whether they're switching it on, off, yeah, pause, start again. They don't know what's going on. But anyway, it does seem to me like these guys don't know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah.
They really don't. And I know Eskom has been run a whole lot better. Teto Nyati, who's there now, I'm a big fan of his. I'm impressed with what he's done at Eskom. But obviously, there were just people who were switching it on and off because they wanted to fuck with us.
They're like, yeah, because these guys won't give us what we want, why you never give me?
Why you never give me?
Don't exactly. Give me money. I turn off. I take power.
Never give me? Exactly.
That's the mentality in this country.
Oh, my God. Well, it's got to stop because I don't think anybody's got any more to give.
We've got nothing left.
Right? I went to the shops yesterday. Oh, what a horrible experience.
What happened?
No, I just went to the shops and suddenly I realized like why I don't like going to shopping malls.
Okay.
I'll go to a store and I'll buy like 8 of the same t-shirt.
Why?
Because I'm boring that way. Also, if I find a t-shirt that fits me nicely and I like it, I buy 8 in the same color and then I go home. Shopping with me is so boring, Mash. It's so boring.
Yeah, not even Mark Lizardberg does that anymore.
I go in, get only what I need and I'm out.
Hey, bro.
Yeah, I don't want to think about what to wear every day. Who has time?
Okay, yeah, it does take a lot of
time. Makes
it
so much easier. You just walk in, go into your cupboard. You look, okay, black or white t-shirt. What's it going to be today? Am I right? You guys know. The producers know. It's either black, white, or like gray. Keep it simple.
Well, I used to be like you for a long time. And
what
I
changed?
Think what changed was my body. Like after working out and stuff like that. Now I always want to show off my body. When I look for outfits, I'm like, ooh, I want the most sluttiest little piece of fabric.
Skin tight.
I just want a loincloth at this point. Even this past weekend, on Sunday, we were, I don't know how to say that in English. We were, I don't know if anyone can help me. Maybe someone in the comments can assist me with this.
What is that?
But huwa paratapo. So when somebody passes away,
oh yeah,
paratapo. So like they put like a piece of black string on our necks and all that mm-hmm. kind of stuff, and they cut a bit of our hair.
Okay.
And then they
wash. It's like a ceremony.
Hello. Yeah, it's a ceremony.
Okay.
Yeah, it's for the mourning period. So what happened was that morning, Sunday morning, I was just in my shorts, in my pajama shorts. But now, because my pyjama shorts are so big, they're like just hanging, you know? And I was in my underwear as well. I wasn't wearing a shirt. And I was just walking around like that. And to me, it was like, ooh, chair, I am serving. I am serving all the time, 24/7. And I remember my mom laughing. She's like, what are you doing? Like, put something on. Why are you walking around like that? And I was like, you know what? That's what happens when you become fit and you just want to show off all the time, unfortunately. So even with clothes as well, I just buy anything and everything. Because one thing I've learned is that once you're in shape, everything looks good on you. So you just want to wear everything all the time or nothing, depending. But either way, it's completely changed my perspective on clothing. Losing weight.
Okay, well, I'm happy for you. Maybe I'll change my mind eventually. But I just think clothing, it costs a lot of money.
Oh, it does.
And there are so many options and you don't need all those options. And when you find things that you like, just stick to what you like.
Yeah. And men's clothing is more expensive than women's clothing.
Is it?
It is.
Is it? Wow. Okay, I would never have guessed that. I don't know what women's clothing costs. I don't know how much. If I think about it, most days I can get by with a pair of jeans and a shirt, right?
Yeah.
And then probably the most expensive thing I'll be wearing is shoes.
Yes, yes.
On any given day.
Certainly.
Right. So with women, their shoes are way more expensive than ours, aren't they?
No.
I would.
Men's shoes are more expensive. Are they not?
Okay.
Think of a pair of heels from Fushini. Average, you're looking at paying $350, maybe $550 tops. Look at a pair of shoes for men. Look at Polo, for example.
You're looking I would never have thought that we would pay more.
You're looking at paying at least 1,200 rand for a decent pair of comfortable or not so comfortable formal shoes for men. So men's clothing is generally more expensive. Look at shoes, formal shoes. Look at suits as well. A woman can wear a whole dress from Fushini for like 800 bucks. Get a whole dress for 800 bucks. While for a man, getting just a two-piece suit is 1,500 rand. Yeah,
okay, right. Maybe you got a point.
It's generally way more expensive to dress a man.
Sure. All right. Well, I'm going to keep my outfit simple. So if you're coming here for fashion advice, don't come to me.
come to me.
Go to MASH. All right. So back to the comments. We've got lots of interesting things going on here. Yeah. Snaya says, nobody likes expropriation. I own two properties and I too am worried, but I don't agree that false information should be given to foreign governments to peddle lies. All right, so starting off, whether you own anything or you don't, you should be, and everybody owns something, even if it's just their phone.
Yes.
You should be respectful of the fact that whatever you've got, you've worked for. Mm-hmm. You've probably slogged for many years. You've done things that you didn't want to do at work. You've worked long hours. You've burnt the midnight oil. You've carried heavy stuff around. That's yours. Nobody else has a right to it. If you don't respect someone else's right to something, they won't respect yours. And then the whole thing falls apart. It's the basis of the economy. If you don't have property rights, how do you trade?
Yeah.
If you don't trade, there isn't an economy.
There's nothing.
I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure that out. So Snai is right. But when she says here that it comes to false information being given to foreign governments, okay. This is a thing that our local media have been doing because they've realized no one listens to them anymore. Like when I talk about local media, I'm talking about radio stations, newspapers, digital news websites. These guys are all frothing at the mouth over this Trump thing. First of all, because they hate Donald Trump. Because for the last 8 years, they've learned that if you hate Donald Trump, you get clicks.
Certainly.
And that's not happening anymore.
Yeah.
Now, it's the liking Donald Trump stuff that's getting clicks. But they'll only catch on in 3 years' time. So it's fine.
Yeah.
They must lose. Most of them are going out of business anyway. I don't have to reiterate IOL, News 24, Daily Maverick. Most of these news radio stations, they're all falling apart. You know that. They're not making money. No one's listening to them. No one's reading them. No one's watching them. It's just the way it is. So you've got journalists who up to now have been the people who controlled information. They think they still are the only ones that are worthy of being believed. Yeah. So when they see that Donald Trump, for example, has found out about our expropriation law, they go, it's misinformation because they didn't give the information. The reality is, guys, you can go online and you can find out anything you want now. You don't need me and you don't need MASH and you don't need Adrian Basson at News 24.
Yeah.
You can find this out yourself like MASH did about hydrogen peroxide in his space cream. Okay, you can figure this stuff out yourself. And occasionally you'll get it wrong, but mostly, if you're just diligent about it and you're quite sensible and you have a decent brain, you'll figure it out. So when we talk about mis and disinformation, the minute people use those terms, I just realize very quickly that they're bullshit artists. Nobody who actually wants to know stuff or has to know stuff or has found things out ever goes mis or disinformation. There's always been misinformation. You remember those gossip magazines your mother and grandmother used to read?
Oh, I used to love
right?
those.
Yeah. And in America, they used to have something called the National Enquirer.
Yes.
Where they used to publish stories. This is in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s. They used to publish stories about people being abducted by aliens and people marrying their sisters mm-hmm. and the Bigfoot in the forests and Loch Ness Monster and ghosts in haunted houses. And people were like, whew, that's some heady shit, that National Enquirer. But they didn't go, you must ban this. It's misinformation.
Certainly.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Then, during the 2016 election, you remember everybody was going on about misinformation and Russian disinformation, because there is a difference between the two, apparently. Who cares, though? So then what did it turn out? Russia. Mm-hmm. There were apparently videos of, like, hookers peeing all over Donald Trump. Remember that shit?
No.
Yeah, it was, like, it was made up. Oh. It wasn't an actual thing. It was made up by the Hillary Clinton campaign.
Okay.
She paid people to make up stories. So if there's any source of mis or disinformation, you need to look at who's paying.
Yeah.
And it turned out that Russia wasn't involved. And even though they tried with, what was it called? Cambridge Analytica.
Yes.
To influence Facebook, it didn't have any impact. You can go and look. They've done the post-mortem on all of this. There were congressional inquiries into the Russiagate hoax. Yeah. And it was a hoax. It was mostly nonsense. So if people tell you mis and disinformation, just ignore them. They obviously still watch television news and they still subscribe to an actual newspaper and they're probably 85 years old. So just stop listening to them. All right. They're out of touch. Yeah. That is no longer the way we get our news. Most people get their news from Twitter. That's where you want to know what's really happening? Go on to X.
Yeah.
And you know what? You could follow 200 people if you want to, who have all different opinions and different sources and different ways of getting information. And you'll learn different things.
Yeah.
Some of it will be absolute bullshit. Some of it won't. But when people talk about things like this Expropriation Act, I'm tired of being told by journalists who got some degree while they were drunk at Rhodes that I can't understand by reading, and they can. And the only way I'll understand is if they tell me the story with their slurring speech and their drink in their hand.
Yeah.
Just because you spent a couple of years at Rhodes being drunk with drunk lecturers and getting a drunk degree doesn't mean I have to listen to you or take you seriously. I can figure these things out myself. I also learned to read. Mm-hmm. In fact, I didn't even need to go to Rhodes University to learn to read. And I didn't have to study under Anton Harbor. And I didn't have to work for News 24 or the Daily Maverick to figure shit out, because I got a brain. Okay, it might work for a lot of your dumb readers. Doesn't work for me. So when I read, for example, people saying, oh, no, but the Expropriation Act, it's not really an Expropriation Act. It doesn't really do anything different from the previous act. Then I'm like, well, why did they bring out another act?
Yeah.
Logic.
Why did they?
Well, because it's different. In this case, they can take my coffee mug and they can offer me zero compensation. Mm. In the previous act, you had to offer fair market compensation. Mm-hmm. So if you wanted my mug, maybe it cost me, I don't know, 40 Rand. You got to give me 40 Rand. And maybe you want to pay a little less. So you come in and you go, I'll give you 38 Rand. And I'll go, I don't really care about this mug enough. And I need 38 Rand. Sure, have it.
Yeah.
Or I can go, very special to me. I'll only sell it for 100 Rand. And then Mash will go, nah, it's not worth 100 Rand. You can keep it. That's how. Yeah, sure. So that's how it works. When you look at the actual words, and remember, this has been assented to. So Cyril has signed it into law.
Yeah.
They don't just get in this act to take property away so that they can build a highway, right? Like if your house, Mash, is in the middle of a place where they're going to build a highway, they're going to expropriate your property because they need a highway for all the people of South Africa to use. Mm-hmm. And you're going to go, okay, fine, but you can't just have it for nothing.
Yeah, right? They can't just have it
for nothing. So they must pay you for it.
Yeah.
And they're not going to pay you 700 million rand for it.
Nope.
They're going to pay you like, your land's not so great. Can't really grow much on that piece anyway.
Yeah.
I'll give you like 700,000.
Yes.
You're like, cool. Read this stuff. It's not complicated, everybody. Yeah. It's really not. And don't fall for this crap where people say that they are the only route to knowledge, because they're not. You have the ability, with or without a degree, and I got to talk to you about that just now. Remind me.
Okay.
To use your phone to find out anything, from putting peroxide in your cream to building a highway on land and figuring out what market prices are. And you don't need anyone else to figure this out. You can ask advice. You can go to experts. But didn't you learn during COVID that the experts know fuck all?
Yeah.
Right. So let's all just move on with this. And Snai, please don't talk about like people being given false information, because the only false information I see is the stuff the journalists are telling you about how much they know and you don't. Bitcoin Butt says they can't expropriate my Bitcoin. No, they can't. And there are no stats proving your claims, says Snai. I don't know what claims these are, so you guys have got to clue me up on that.
Yeah.
Very disappointing that the DA, says Moondancer, have bent over for the ANC on EWC. They've lost my vote. Ah, if you ever thought that the DA were like super strong, I got bad news for you. I tweeted yesterday, I said, today is Tuesday, the 4th of February.
Yeah.
What have the DA caved in on today? Right. Because that's how they are.
Yeah.
I'm truly shocked by how stupid and naive the mainstream media in this country is, says Carl DeSantos. Clement on 702 turned out to be one of the most naive. It's actually scary. This EWC issue has really highlighted it. Yeah. Yeah, we've got a lot of dumb people in the media business. Remember, you don't actually need to be good at anything now, these days, to get into media. You just have to be, you have to have a good social media following.
Yeah, you just need a phone.
Yeah.
The phone is the only requirement.
You must have trended for a week with an unboxing video.
Yeah.
And they'll put you on radio.
They'll put you on radio. Straight up. I heard that's actually one of the key points that they consider now. That like, okay, someone has to have a big following.
Yeah.
Because it means their following is going to come listen.
Right.
Not necessarily.
Gareth, acknowledge the fact that there is no one that had their land taken away from them yet, especially because of their skin color. So Trump should inquire before. Okay, is that the whole story? So because they haven't done it yet, then it's not a story. So in other words, if they made an act to take things away from people, so that's their intention. You think they're never going to take anything away from people? Then why make the act? I mean, guys, I don't want to call you stupid here, but if you don't see consequences coming from actions, it means you can't see patterns. If you can't see patterns, you don't have an IQ. You don't have an IQ, you are basically unintelligent. The pattern is government makes law. Then they usually wait a while because that's how governments are. They're crafty like that. Mm. Then they find a case where they can make as little noise as possible.
Yeah.
So it'll be, you know, some land that no one's used. Some land that is, they'll say they need to just put a, I don't know, a bus stop there or something. Mm-hmm. And it'll be on the corner of two streets that nobody actually makes a fuss of. They'll talk to the property developer who owns it. He'll say, yeah, all right, you can have it for this, but can I have you fix this road here for me or whatever? They'll do some deal. And no one will make a big fuss about it. And then suddenly they'll dip their toe into slightly warmer water and they'll go, well, I think we should try and expropriate that piece of land. Because my cousin lives next door and this guy won't sell to my cousin. So let's try and expropriate it from them. And then before you know it, that happens. And that's when we'll get it challenged in the courts, right? That's not going to happen for a while. But why do you think they brought out the law? What, because it looks nice when Cyril signs it? Did you see Trump signing all those executive orders? Each one of those has to be executed, mm-hmm. right? Now, if you make a law and you never execute on that law, why bother making the law in the first place? And how are you going to ever be taken seriously? What are you doing with your time if that's all you're doing? So, of course, you might claim, and by the way, there have been expropriations, but for probably quite legitimate reasons. Mm-hmm. There have been expropriations for the building of roads, for the erection of electricity pylons, mm-hmm. all that kind of thing. It's been happening for years. It's just not controversial because the people whose land is expropriated are paid fair market value for that land.
Yeah.
Now they're saying they're not going to. Now, why would they do that? You think that that's just for show?
No, it's not. It's definitely not. I actually watched an interview last night on ENCA I'm trying to open my YouTube app, but for some reason it keeps crashing just to get who exactly was being interviewed. But this guy said that they were talking about the expropriation law, and he said that so the government doesn't plan on expropriating without compensation as a primary, I'd say, directive. The plan is to compensate as far as they can, and only in extreme cases would they have to expropriate without compensation.
These are the same people who can't run Eskom.
Yeah, but at the same time, I was like, what's extreme case?
Yeah, they just decide, right?
What's extreme case?
So if they decide, for example, like your parents' place.
Yeah.
Right? Is just, it's in a place where like somebody who they know, they just make up some nonsense. They'll say, this, we need that property. It's emergency or it's very complex circumstances. Mm. And then before you know it, because all the decision-making powers are up to them, yes, and you're expropriated, and they have the right to do that. They can say, well, look, we made this law.
Exactly, yeah. I need a list of what the extreme cases are. Give me a PDF document, 1 page, 2 pages, 10 pages, I don't care. Just give me a list of what are the extreme cases where we're going to expropriate without compensation, and then I'll be able to...
But they won't do that because they want to keep it as vague as possible.
It's so vague.
It's like the tax codes in this country.
It's so vague.
You have to figure out... That's why everyone has to have an auditor or an accountant, right? Because you can't figure out this shit on your own. They make it complicated on purpose.
Yeah.
Okay, so Snai says, Gareth, false information is throwing out terms like white genocide and white murders like Rob did on Monday. No one is out to kill white people in this country. All right. Fair enough. I've never used the term white genocide. I do think that we have a tremendous number of farm murders. And these farm murders go across the board. It's not just white people. There are a lot of black farmers who have been murdered as well. Mm-hmm. If you want to see what I'm talking about, you can go online and you could type in farm murders in South Africa and you will find endless cases. Now, no one is out there making those up. No one's making up stories about old people being killed in their beds on a farm somewhere in Lichtenberg, okay? There are cases that are actually being tried in our courts at the moment on farm murders. And these are happening and they are disgusting and it's gross and no one in this country should be dying. But we are losing farmers at a far higher rate than we're losing even policemen. That's a fact. So you can look that up, Snai. It's not a genocide because it's not being engineered by one person sitting in a dark room going, we're going to go after these guys, and these guys. Mm-hmm. But this is when, for example, people talk about unnecessary stoking of racial hatred by political parties and politicians where they say things like, kill the farmer. Yeah. It's just unnecessary because you're adding fuel to a fire that's already burning. So if you're denying that any farm murders are happening, then you're the one who's wrong. And I'm saying we shouldn't use terms like genocide in this case either. What I would say is that there's far too much of it going on and every single one is a tragedy. Whether it's one or whether it's 5,000 happening, it shouldn't be happening.
One is too much.
One is too many. Yeah. It's like when you hear about these kids who die when they get circumcised in the mountains, when they go for their what do they call the ceremony that they do?
Lebollo. Oh, that's so true.
In the Eastern Cape, what's the Xhosa thing? Because that's mostly, they go up into those mountains and some of these kids never come back. Or isn't they Flex die Xhosa? Because of,
maybe you can.
I can't remember. Flex, what do you know what this is? Flex is Zulu.
He's Zulu. No, he's Zulu. Okay. He looked Xhosa.
No, he's Zulu. Sorry. No, please, he was Zulu. How do you say looks? You look white. all right, so let's just stop with the fake information because you don't want to be accused by the journalists of the fake information, seriously. Right? Andy says they take away our electricity and water. Yeah. All right, we're not going to sit here and complain about all this stuff all morning. I agree with you, GC, says Signet. I just wonder why he's only punching on countries that are far less economically powerful than the U.S. I've got bad news, Signet. Everyone in the world, country-wise, is weaker than the U.S., and it's not just the U.S. he's going on. I mean, weaker countries. The only comparable power is?
China.
China. You know what he said to them? We're going to slap a 10% tariff. And China are now dancing around trying to figure out a way around this.
Oh, they're fighting back.
No, but what are they going to do? Because he can make a 10% tariff on all Chinese imports.
Yeah.
So even China. I don't know what your argument then is, Signet. Because he's gone after China too. And he's won every single one. so far. Gareth, invite guests on your show that understand the Expropriation Act. Invite Sizwe Mpofu, Mighty Jamie Penwell, whoever, debate the other side of this topic. All right. Those guys are also just like me. They can read. They don't necessarily know more. And I have been speaking to Penwell. He's probably going to join us next week, right, James? Yeah. All right. So he'll come on. And we can have this discussion with him. If you think it's very one-sided on the show, I don't know why you would think that. I haven't ever made this show about expropriation or about bills and acts through Parliament and the President. But if you want to go there, we can go there. Ramaphosa is Venda. Palapala is not in Venda. I think Palapala should be given to the rightful owners, says Mo Rabbits. Or is it fine as long as you're black? Well, it depends on what's on the sofa.
Yeah, it depends on that.
I mean, if under that cushion mash, you just want to check in case.
Hey, I thought this cushion was a bit...
We better check. First, it'll be the land, says Julie, and then it'll be your pension fund. Well, what do you think NHI is, guys?
What's happening with the NHI bill, by the way?
The reason that Aaron Motsoaledi and so many other people in this country are so excited about NHI, I heard, don't forget, Panyaza Lesufi last year was during the election campaign.
Yeah.
He was going around telling people, tomorrow when the ANC wins the election, you will be able to walk into any hospital and get treatment.
Do
you remember that shit?
Yes.
And people believed him. Okay, so that's what they're selling you because they know you're stupid. Or they think you are. Most of us are not as stupid as they think we are.
Yeah.
But what they're really after, guys, is they look at the new building Discovery put up, which is not so new anymore. It's for 4 years or whatever.
Yeah.
But they look at that and they go, those guys know how to make money. How do they make their money? Well, turns out some of us are contributing to a fund that Discovery manages, which they help you to pay for very, very big medical expenses with.
Yes.
Because otherwise you wouldn't be able to afford operations, emergencies, cancer treatments, all kinds of stuff that you need to be able to pay for.
Yeah.
They looked at that because the guys we're talking about in government are just greedy. You know this already. I mean, I think something like 1.7 trillion rand has been stolen. Gone.
Of course.
And of course, a big part of that is the Guptas.
Yes.
But there are other people in government who've done very well. You know about all these stories that have been going. It's been in the news for how long? I don't have to explain to you that the government steals money. They're very good at that. That's the only thing they're good at.
I remember we also used to hear stories all the time about how, remember that hospital where they ordered like 3,000 pairs of jeans and stuff like that? And which hospital was that again?
Somewhere in the Free State, I think.
Yeah. Now imagine that larger scale.
Now, they look at these medical aids and they go, how can we get our hands on that money?
Hey.
That's what it is. It's got nothing to do with providing healthcare for people. It's like BEE had nothing to do with helping young black business people.
It doesn't help any that I know.
Right. All it's done is it's made people who are in the ANC, who are connected to the ANC at the top levels, very rich.
That's what it has done. Yeah.
So we've got to stop bullshitting ourselves that any of this stuff is about empowerment, free healthcare, helping people to get off of dependency. None of it is about that. It's all about what can we get and what can we take? And if you don't see that, then I don't know how to help you. So Julie, you're right. Next, it'll be your pension fund. They're already coming after all the money that you've saved, that you've already paid tax on, by the way.
Yes.
Just remember, everything that you currently have comes from the money you've already paid tax on. You already paid tax before you could put that money into your property or your pension fund or your medical aid. It's already been taxed. Now they want to tax it again.
Yeah.
Yes, sis. Okay.
And who was that minister who was also proposing a tax on alcohol to fix... RAF.
I found out this week that there is a huge battle going on, lobbying groups and so on, all lobbying parliament, because they want to change the liquor law again.
To what now?
I don't know. But you know, these guys must be careful because South Africans, we love to pooza.
Don't mess with our liquor.
Don't? You saw during COVID, right?
Yeah.
What's the one thing we still found, guys? Pooza.
Liquor.
Pooza.
Yes. One way.
Don't take away and don't fuck with our alcohol. You already, you know how much they make out of every bottle of alcohol you buy, right? It's about, I think it's a third.
Okay.
Might even be more. It's might even be closer to a half now.
Yeah.
Of everything you pay for when you buy that bottle of whatever.
Yeah.
It's going straight to them.
What? That's a lot of money already.
Yeah.
And they still want more.
Yeah, they want more.
So how is that money not enough as is?
Because when you are stealing,
yeah,
you can't stop. it's an addiction. And they are paying for so much stuff they can't afford. Mm. You know, like these ministers who fly via Dubai and then they pop into the Louis Vuitton store.
Yes.
It's expensive shit, Mash, you know. You were talking about clothes just now. I mean,
To show up in a yacht, it's expensive. That
and
they're
buying G-Wagons and God knows what else. This costs money. They've got to keep finding new ways to steal. So they're now trying that with the liquor as well. And I'm going to say, if this country ever does break out into a proper revolt, it'll be about liquor.
When it comes to liquor, we don't play games.
And that's one thing that brings us all together.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Ordinary, rich, poor, black, white, young, old.
Mm.
We will all come together.
No, we will come together. Those grannies who are saying, Zuma must fall.
Remember them. They like to drink.
I will be with them right there.
For sure.
And we'll all be striking. We'll all be striking together. We'll all
be joy-toying. Oh, well.
One way. Not
trust
the
me,
liquor.
Don't go for our liquor.
Yo, because it's also already so expensive. Liquor is getting a little bit expensive in this country, as is.
Okay.
I don't know if you've noticed.
No, it is. It's way too expensive. So
it's
too expensive. I had people around a couple of weeks ago. And I went to one of these big liquor stores. Don't need to give them extra advertising. I already spent like a fortune there.
Yes,
it cost a lot of money. Ooh. And then you go out with your trolley and people look at you like, big drinker, alcoholic.
Yeah, that's money.
it's for other people too. I mean, some of it's for me, but for other people too. And then the guy who is in the parking, who's now going to help me, but I don't need help. I mean, I'm like able-bodied. I can put the stuff in the boot.
Yeah.
I don't need anything from him, right? I just parked there. It was just the open parking I saw. He didn't help me find it. He didn't look after my car. He didn't do shit. But he's like, he looks at the trolley and he's like, you got money. So I'm like, no, I'm not being taxed on you as well.
He'll come help you put that one box in your
please. I know.
Because he can see that this one has money.
By the way, I don't know how everybody else feels about this, but I'm one of those people who takes my trolley back myself.
I don't. Sometimes I do, depending. But also, Gareth, I like tipping the guys.
Who has cash these days, though?
I always keep cash.
You always keep cash.
Box. Yeah.
Okay. So
I always keep about 500 rand in like coins.
I use this to pay for everything, my phone.
Yeah.
And I don't have cash on me. So I don't want to get the guy's hopes up by saying to them, and I'm also not one of those shitty people who says, thanks for the help, and then gives them nothing every time. So I take my own trolley back. I make a point of it too. Mm-hmm. Like as a good, responsible citizen, I don't drop shit on the floor like everyone else in this country seems to do. You know, I don't leave a mess where I go. I don't make a mess where I go. I put my trolley back. I am a conscientious person. I don't ask anything of you. You can't ask anything of me.
Yeah. It's like at my gym, we have car guards at our gym.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Mainly because there have been incidents.
Yeah, sure.
There was a day, I think I did mention this on the show previously, that there was a day when there was gunshots in our parking.
Hey, you know someone stole a car here the other day?
Here?
Yeah.
Here, in this complex.
Yeah.
What happened?
Right, guys, what happened? So apparently, what happened was these guys came in an Uber, right?
Uber?
Yeah, they came in an Uber. So they got through the gate and then they went into the underground. I mean, this happens in office parks all over the place. So let's not pretend it's just our problem.
Yes.
But now that it's happened here, security's all on alert the whole time. And then they found this car and they stole it. I don't know why they chose that car. Maybe it was unlocked. Maybe they
must have been planned.
I don't know. Who knows, right? Because there's always people talk about an inside job. Then they talk about the security company being involved. So even this morning when I drove in, I'm like, hey, check the security guys out. I'm like, I've never looked at them that way before. This time I'm like, wonder if you guys were in on that thing, huh?
Yo, it was suspicious, especially when they drove in.
Sorry, but I interrupted you. You said at your gym and your parking.
Oh, yes, there was gunshots. It was, I think it was a security shooting at a car that was driving away because they actually broke into someone's car who was gymming and stole a laptop. And I remember people, well, the crowd around was like, why would she leave her laptop on the seat? Why would she leave her laptop on the seat? I'm like, yeah, of course. That's something that we are taught. You have to be vigilant. But at the same time, it just sucks not having that freedom.
Yes, this man.
Not being able to just forget your laptop on your seat every right. now and then in the car. And that wasn't the only incident. There have been a couple of incidents in our gym parking. It's also underground, by the way. It's covered. And but the guards are on high alert. And now they've even added these guards who wear camouflage. So we have the car guards who wear their little bibs, their neon-colored bibs. And we also have actual armored security there in the parking. And
it sounds insane. Like you're training in a military compound.
Oh, yeah, I definitely do. And look, I tip them all. I tip them all. Yeah.
Listen, I do tip people, and I sometimes tip very generously.
Yeah.
I gave 100 rand to someone the other day.
That's too generous, Gareth. Okay,
I know, but it was all I had, and I felt like this guy... It was before Christmas, and I felt like, you know, shame.
That is too generous.
I know, but the problem is I don't have... There's no rule for this stuff, and we don't all have to give the same amount, and some people give zero, and some people give a lot. So I will reserve the right to decide on a day, depending on how I feel, whether or not I'm going to tip people.
Yo, 100 rand, take me to dinner. Hey?
Anyway, listen, Snai is going on a mad tear here about this Expropriation Act. Snai says, have you people read Section 12 of the Expropriation Act? If we're going to attack people for reading, I think you should all read Section 12 of the Act. You realize that people will be compensated. Yes, Snai. Oh, God. Okay, I'm going to go over this one more time. The whole reason there is a new act is because government themselves can decide how much they will compensate you. And guess what? They can also decide to compensate you nil, N-I-L. It's in that same section of the act that you've just brought up. Look, it's right there. That's why there's a new act, Snai. So they can decide based on the weather. Like I can decide how much I'm going to tip somebody.
Yeah.
Government can decide, we're not going to pay that much for that. We'll offer you nil.
Yeah, they can decide it's an extreme case.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you. So, Snai, just like we all get to decide how much we're going to tip the car guard, who we don't really need, government can look at you and look at your property and go, we need the property. Snai doesn't really need it. We're going to give zero in compensation. That's the point of the new Expropriation Act. That's why it's different. That's why it's there. That's why it was signed. These guys know what they're all about. They know they're good at being crooks. Okay? Don't tell me you suddenly trust them because you've read this act and you are thinking with rose-tinted glasses it's going to be implemented by good, honest people. Anyway, I do want to move on from this because I think it's all going to fall down in execution.
Yeah.
Everybody take a deep breath. All right. While it is disgusting and immoral for any government to try to seize stuff that is not theirs, they're already doing that with tax. We figured that out. So in other words, every government in the world is disgusting and immoral because they tax you. It's not, they should not be able to take your money at gunpoint without your permission. And if they do take some in order to keep the country working, security, like borders, roads, all of that shit.
Show us the country's working.
Sure. Then we'll pay. Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I even jokingly said to the Minister of Correctional Services 2 weeks ago, because we were at an interview together, and I said to him, Minister, I would pay an extra 3% tax if you'll build a big prison and put politicians in it. And he laughed. Okay. But the reality is if you're getting something for your money, and all of us feel always that we're being cheated by government, because we actually are, but if we're going to pay a little bit of tax to keep things working, then show us the value. If you're going to keep adding stuff to that bill and we're getting nothing for it, we're not coming to your restaurant anymore.
Yeah, because we're paying our own refuse. We're paying for our own pick it up. We're paying
separate,
for our own security.
Separate.
So what are we paying for?
Correct. Anyway, the point is these guys lie. They steal. They're going to find new ways to lie and steal. Yes. They're going to make it the law. But don't worry so much. And I don't want anyone to wake up this morning, have heard this show and start panicking. Before we end this half of the show, Mash and I actually wanted to talk a whole lot of shit about other stuff. But you guys, you took us there.
Eesh.
You sons of bitches. You in the comment section, you got us talking about this, right? This wasn't my fault. I didn't come up with this stuff. Am I right, guys? Who? Briefly. What the fuck's that?
The fuck is that? Oh, the people wrote my article.
So these are those is it like an AI aggregator that gets stories that are trending on?
I don't think it's AI because they wrote with Venak in their article, which was very weird for me. They're like, oh yeah, Krima. I was like, huh.
Okay, well, people are writing articles about us because we're interesting. But also, comment section, I'm blaming you for bringing us up this expropriation thing.
Yeah.
Let me put your mind at ease before we finish this hour. Mm-hmm. Government are shit at everything they do. This government, our government, South Africa, they are cuck at implementing and executing everything.
Yeah.
They're going to fuck this up as well. Take a deep, big, deep breath, relax, grab your coffee. It's almost the weekend. Mm-hmm. We've got long weekends coming up in April. Nice ones, Mash.
Oh, yes.
Nice ones. Oh. Get ready for that. Just chill. It's summer in South Africa. Life's not so bad. It's Wednesday. Just everybody, whoosah, okay? We'll be back in a minute.